Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Minister Wayne. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to RealDaddyRadio.com, and we come to you in the name of the Lord. Well, it's been a while. It's been quite a while, and I must say that I'm happy sitting in the cockpit of God's Learjet, because that's what it is. It's a wonderful thing to work for the Lord. It's an honor. It's a privilege. In fact, guarantee that what you ask of God, He'll grant. Did you know that when you do what God wants you to do, not what you want to do, not what men want to do, not what you think you ought to do, not what tradition says that you should do or what you was raised to do, but when you do what God, the Creator, God Almighty, when you do what He wants you to do, you can't lose, because then you are assured that God is for you. And when God is for you, who can be against you? Who can prevail against you? Who can defeat you when God is for you? Who can take you down if God builds you up? Build you up if God take you down? Who can give you life if God take your life? Who can preserve your life? Who can extend your life? If you do what God wants you to do, you can't do nothing but win, win, win. And the greatest gift of all, the best part of this whole deal in doing what God wants you to do, the best part is something called eternal life. And that's the ability to live forever, to never die, to go back to our original self before the fall of man. To live forever, to have immortal body, not flesh and blood, but a glorified body. A body that can go to any planet, any solar system, any galaxy, and it's never ending, and live, breathe. Sustain itself. This body that we have now, it's limited. Even when we go out of space, we have to wear in order to survive. But this glorified body that you get just for doing what God wants you to do while you're on earth, that's our reward. Our reward is eternal life. This is all about eternal life. At the end of the day, when it's clear, this is all about eternal life. The church you was raised in, it's all about eternal life. Your land, your house, your family, it's all about eternal life. If you can touch every tangible and intangible thing, at the end of the day, when it's smoke clear, is to get you to the point to where you strive for eternal life. Good times, hard times, breakthroughs, breakups, love, hate, all the experiences that we go through in our life, that God has ordained for us to go through, that God has wrote out for us to go through, is all to get us to the point of where we call out to God, that we call out to the Almighty and say, God, help me. God, I need you. I love you. God, what do you want me to do? God. See? Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See? That's God's prime objective. That's his main concern. It's to save us. Save us from what? From the fall. We're falling. We've been falling since Adam and Eve. And you know what happens when you fall. You hit the ground. And you know what happens when you hit the ground. The ground don't give. If you fall too far, and you got to understand, we, in the beginning, we were the highest of the high. God made us perfect. God made us to live forever. In his image and in his likeness created he them. In the beginning, God looked at us and said, it was good. It was perfect. Couldn't get no higher on a human plane than before Adam and Eve fell. You couldn't get no higher. But we fell. And God's main objective is to catch us, in the palm of his hand before we hit the ground. Because we fell from such a high place. But there is no way we can survive unless God is able to save us from this fall. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Minister Wayne, the son of Opal and Edward Montine. I'm from Dallas, Texas. And I was called from out of a sinful state. I was called by my name to stop what I was doing, look up toward heaven, and answer God's call on my life. And that's why you are able to hear me today. I have a message for you. God wants to save you from this fall. God wants to save you from the penalty of sin. From the penalty of disobedience, of separation. From the penalty of this dark state that we find ourselves in today. He said, oh, it's not my fault, it's Adam's fault. Haven't you partaken in sin and loved it? The Bible says, men love darkness rather than light. The Bible says, we were born into a world of sin and we were shaped in iniquity. The Bible says that our deeds are evil. The Bible says that even our thoughts are so far away from God. The original thought process for us is as far as the east is from the west. God wants to get us back to a place where we can commune with him, that he can walk up and down the midst of our garden in the cool of the day. God wants to get us to a place of oneness and friendship with him. God wants us to get to a place where he's literally, actually our Father, and we are literally, actually his children. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're witnessing today in this world, the wars and rumors of wars, the political upheaval. What you're witnessing today, the threat of World War III, the rampant racism, evil men destroying the planet, self-righteous, indignant, malicious, and selfish attitudes from the smallest to the greatest. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're witnessing the world today is scripture that was foretold many years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're witnessing is the final hour. Are you with me? You're witnessing the final hour. God has promised to create a new heaven and a new earth. God has promised that he would come back for his people, those that are saved. God has promised that he would raise the dead in Christ and once again give them life, yea, even eternal life. God has promised to save a remnant from this planet that is soon to be destroyed. Anything in it. God has an urgent call out today. Urgent call. Crucial call. A 911. Spiritual 911. And I mean, there's a fire. Ladies and gentlemen, and you're in the middle of it. Your house is burning down, and you lay in deep sleep. The walls are soon to collapse. The ceiling is soon to fall and burn you to ash. And you lay in a deep sleep, a coma. That your dreams are reality. Unaware that you are simply dreaming. That what you see and hear and feel is merely a figment of your imagination. It's an illusion. You're in a dreamlike state, ladies and gentlemen. Until you come to know Jesus Christ, you can never know the truth. Until you come to the light, you will forever be in darkness. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am that I am. Jesus said, if any man be in Christ Jesus, in me. He is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. God wants to make you new. A new person, a new man, a new woman. God wants to take away the old and put in the new and set you aside, save you, catch you from that fall, and dust you off, bathe you, clean you up, put you on some new clothes, cleanse all the poison from your mind. He wants to open your eyes, show you that reality is better than the illusion. Being awake is better than being asleep. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Minister Wayne. This is RealDaddyRadio.com, and we come to you in the name of the Lord. Let's pray quickly. Dear Heavenly Father God, oh Father God, we come before you in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. We come before you in the name of the Holy Ghost. We come before you in the name of Jehovah. We come before you as believers We come before you, God, as humble servants. God, we come before you as your children. For you are our Father, and you art in heaven, and hallowed is your name, and your kingdom will come. Will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Father God, give us and forgive us our trespasses, that we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, for thine is the power, and God, you are the glory. And you reign forever and ever and ever. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, what you've got to do is what I did. In your time of trouble, in your time of confusion, when your way is dark and you can't feel tomorrow, and you can barely feel today, you've got to cry out to God. Listen, God is God all by himself. If no one else is around, you're completely alone. Or maybe you are around a multitude of people, but yet you feel alone. Let me tell you, just cry out to God. Anybody calls upon the name of God, God will save you. God will save you from that predicament. God will save you from this spiritual fall that man has been falling since the time of Adam and Eve. Man has gotten progressively worse and worse and worse. He's falling deeper and deeper and further away from God. The rampant racism all over the world. Black skin against white skin. The dominant forces and cultures of this world. Oppressing and subduing whole races of people. Brother against brother. Father against son. Mother against daughter. Nation rising against nation. The confusion, the war, the calamity. Ladies and gentlemen, it's no coincidence. It's not even an accident. It has been written. What you are witnessing has been written. What you are witnessing today has been for, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. It's time that you call out to God. As if you are in that house and you have awakened and you see the fire. When I was 13 years old, my 13th birthday, March 17th, I was in a fire and I was sleeping in a deep sleep. And God Almighty woke me up out of my deep sleep. And I opened my eyes to see flames. I opened my eyes and saw flames, ladies and gentlemen. You have to open your eyes and see the danger all around you and realize that you are in need of a Savior. You need someone to rescue you. You need someone to kick that door in and pull you out to safety. You need someone to give you the strength to escape eternal flame. You need Christ. You need Jehovah. You need the Lord God, creator of the heavens and earth. And when you are in God's hand, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. There is nothing and no one can pluck you from the hand of God. Who's strong enough to take you from God? Who's strong enough to harm you if God is protecting you? Who's strong enough to lay you down when God has stood you up? Who made the mountains? Who made the trees? Who wrote the song for the robin to sing? Who hung the moon in the starry, starry sky? Somebody bigger than you or I. Who made the trees, the birds, and the bees? Who made the ocean? Who made the summer breeze? God Almighty, the mighty God. He did it all. He did it for you and he did it for me. He did it that we might know that he is King. Call on the name of the Lord. Whoever you are. And God says that you shall be saved. You shall be saved and preserved. Irregardless of what happens here on earth, God guarantees that your soul, the part of you that is eternal, shall live in peace and harmony and oneness with him. Ladies and gentlemen, let me invite you to tune in. Let me invite you to tune in on tomorrow. We're going to have Minister Arthur from West Africa. A very sincere and humble servant of God, who I believe would touch you in a way that inspires, motivate, and redirect you. Let me tell you something. There's two reasons God brings people into your life. Listen to me carefully. There's two reasons that God sends temporary people into your life. There's two reasons that God sends people into your life. One is to confirm something or to redirect you. Are you with me? To confirm or redirect. How many of you know that God works through people, that we are his vessels? When he used Moses to part the Red Sea, when he used Daniel to show that he's stronger than a lion, when he used Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to show us that he can even protect us from flames, when he used Samson to show us strong he can make us. God uses people. You've got to let God use you. Your purpose and your calling here on planet Earth is to be used of God. God even gave Adam a purpose. And you have one. And I have one. But until he catches us from falling and wake us from our deep, deep sleep, we are vulnerable to the flame that's burning down our house while we are in it. Pick up. Cry out to God. And ask God to save you, to deliver you, to help you. And he will in no wise cast you out, turn you down, or shut the door. I'm guaranteeing you, folks, that if you knock, God will open it. Are you with me? Just knock. and God opened that door for you. Let's pray quickly. If you want to be saved from the day of judgment, if you want to be saved to gain eternal life, if you want to be saved to live a life pleasing to God, to turn from your wicked ways, to seek God's face, and then watch God hear you from heaven and heal what's broken, then repeat after me. Dear God, help me. Forgive me. I sin. I rebel. I was purposely disobedient. I'm a drunken, sinful, disillusioned state of mind. But because of your truth tonight, through your servant, Minister Wayne, I see the light. I've heard the truth, and I accept it. And God, I ask that you would deliver me, save me. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Count me among the living, for I am a believer. And I vow today to serve you with all my heart, all my mind, and all my soul. And I promise to love my neighbor as myself. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, folks, for tuning in. If you prayed that prayer, please leave a message at blogtalkradio.com/realdaddyradio, RealDaddyRadio. Leave us a message, and we'll send you some study materials. We'll help you in any way we can. We'll pray with you. You can even send special requests via email. And I guarantee you, we'll get back to you. And until we meet again, remember, God loves you, and so